With the severe weather update, I'm Bob Lennox. Some outer bands of Hurricane Isaac are being felt in northeast Louisiana parishes. Some of the heaviest rainfall at this time is occurring in Franklin Parish. Joining me by phone is Franklin Office of Emergency Preparedness Director Mitch Reynolds. Mitch, what have you seen in your area? What's the latest on how Franklin is expected to fare during the course of the day?
We're better off than we thought we were going to be. Looks like the storm moved back to the east last night, took with it the strong edges. The leading edges were the high winds and tornadic activities are. Right now, we are just getting the really soaking bands. We got about 2 inches through the night last night. Minimal gust, really, about 20. I'm currently out just south of Gilbert, where the only road I know has water coming over it we're looking at. We're expecting the eye to pass between us and Monroe around noon to 2 o'clock today. The fact that we're so close to the eye has been beneficial for us as far as the high winds and those kind of things. You never know what it's going to do the next hour, Bob.
As far as any trees down, anything like that right now in the parish that you're aware of that is maybe impeding motorists?
We had 16 reported that were cleared by the police jury in the state. We have sporadic electricity out, and we have more of that this hour than we have had since the beginning of the storm. We have we don't have a report from Rural Electric Cooperative, but Energy is showing that we are losing neighborhood streets, and I'm sure it's due to the amount of water and just a little bit of wind that we have had.
Mitch, I would imagine at this point still advising folks just to stay indoors until the storm completely passes?
That would be my advice, and I just drove through the town. I'm very happy that that people are heeding that call. Most of the population is sheltering in place at this time in their homes, and I would recommend that they let Thursday pass if they could at all.
Mitch, stay safe, and thanks for your time. We'll look to follow up as the situation warrants. Standing by on another line is Caldwell Parish Sheriff Steve May. Sheriff May, like many, I'm sure it's been a long night. How do things look there this morning?
Doing good. Been here all night, and got some trees down. I guess like everywhere, but we got them on different highways and trying to stay on top of them. We've got our deputies, got our chainsaws, and got inmates with them, and as they come down, if power lines are not in the trees, we try to cut them out of the road and get them out of the way. The rain, not much rain, so, you know, other than that, we are holding out pretty good. It looked like we didn't get as bad as they said we were going to.
How have the winds been so far this morning? Has it just been bands? Has it been consistent winds that we've seen there in Caldwell?
Not really, because not real heavy. Now, like just then, I heard one kick up, but they haven't really been too bad yet either. The winds haven't.
I also noticed apparently some outages there. Any report on why that has occurred?
Oh, yeah. We've got it's been an hour since I looked, but had a little over 900 outages, I believe. Mm-hmm. But it seems like Energy is trying to stay on top of them. Well, right now, I know they're trying to get the power lines out of the trees and out of the highway so we can get them out of the road. But I'm going to say probably most of it just because the trees are falling on these power lines.
Caldwell Parish Sheriff Steve May with an update of current conditions as the eye of Hurricane Isaac continues to slowly track towards northeast Louisiana. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.